Good evening. This is Dramega. The date is Wednesday, June 5th. Time is 8:30. This is a reply to Azure Phoenix, giving him feedback to his very enlightening ideas about the Guardians Collective, upcoming campaigns, and some continuation on the Guardian Initiative. I'll be posting this on the new site in order for any members or various web surfers to listen to kind of get an idea on what goes on with the GC, and hopefully they'll become interested and want to join up. And also to get ideas on what goes on with various campaigns and things that we do with the collective and how we coordinate our members and so on and so forth. Anyway, Azure, I'd like to start off by apologizing for how long this took. I was originally going to just send you a very long email, but I figured since you took the time to create a recording, I'd go ahead and take the time to do that too. I would have had this to you a little bit earlier, but due to my current situation, lack of internet and work schedule, I have to travel out to my college in order to get online to post stuff, because I can't post message recordings through my phone, at least not by posting it to the site and stuff like that. And anyway, moving on, I kind of got things sectioned off into various topics to answer all of your propositions, so I'll get started. The first part with your changes to the GC, it made me think about the age-old argument of quality versus quantity. When we first started off, we had a small core group of about 5-6 websites, and each of them, you know, updated constantly, were pretty active, so on and so forth. You know, we had a couple periods of, you know, inactivity, but for the most part, you know, we were pretty strong. And then as we added more, you know, some of the other sites from the core group, you know, either went inactive or, you know, fell apart, so on and so forth. And now about half of them update constantly. Half of that half are pretty active in the GC, and then the other half are off doing whatever. Anyway, before we move on and make any major campaigns and new additions, I would advise that we create another strong core group similar to how we had then. Either we get in contact with all of the other members through a roll call of some kind and get them back on board, or at least see where they're at. I've been attempting to do that. I finally got a hold of Victor from, he's a deputy headmaster at Dunlost, and got a hold of Lady Snow from Nox Noctis, and so on and so forth. But if we create a strong core group, that will hopefully create an example for any new sites that get on. That way they'll post updates, coordinate their members, and we'll get involved in any campaigns. And also, we used to meet completely on the GC website, and I've been trying to move that to the new forums. And even when we were on the GC website, you still had to contact various site leaders through their own personal emails, their own personal sites, so on and so forth. We need to try and get people to all meet in one spot, either on the new forums, get a Facebook list, or get an email list. That way we don't have to constantly have like 10 different accounts. Although, I mean, we should all be members of each other's sites. That way, you know, it shows that we're all, you know, a part of each other's sites and all active and whatnot. But that way we have a central meeting area of some kind, or a contact list of some kind, and so on and so forth. But if we can get good quality going, then we'll have a strong enough central group in order to move forward, and then we can worry about quality, or I mean quantity. And I just reversed those, sorry about that. If we get strong enough quantity, or bleh, got my tongue tied here. If we can get strong enough quality in a central group, then we can worry about quantity. and we can get that high number of sites, and then in the future, because most people look at, especially newer websites, they look at that big number, and then they'll want to join up, and then they'll take after the older sites and post updates, get involved, so on and so forth. Sorry about the tongue tie there. Anyway, moving on, I completely agree with your idea on the two update rule. And something that came to mind about that, I used to be part of a fraternity, still am by association, and one of the things that a fraternity has is what they call bylaws. Bylaws, by definition, are part of what a group creates to govern their organization. And bylaws are sovereign and can't be revoked by any one member, one group, or one subgroup, so on and so forth. They can only be revoked by a majority. And so if we were to sit down and create a constitution, a bunch of laws or something like that for the GC that bound us all together, kind of like right now we have a loose fitting of guidelines, like the post updates, be active on one of those websites. If we were to create a series of bylaws in order for us to live and work together, something along those lines, then that would allow all of us to kind of adhere to a common code of conduct, for lack of better words. That's another thing bylaws are also used for, code of conduct, laws for justice, so on and so forth. Depends on what type of organization they're used for. Anyway, moving on once again to your main proposition dealing with free knowledge and the progressive branch and so on. The free knowledge, that had me thinking about that for quite a bit. The first part about that, with each site posting various information for free or all information, completely agree with that, although with the GC, I'd suppose we'd leave that to the site itself, because some sites are going to want to leave that to, or want to stay reserved and behind, you know, passwords, membership, so on and so forth. Although we could stay away from getting involved with sites for payment and whatnot, as long as the information is still free, but, you know, stay away from payment sites and just stay involved with sites that are possibly, that post some free information, or if they choose to keep their information to a membership only, that would be fine. But we could stay away from, you know, pay for information sites, I guess, if you would like to do that. That would be completely fine with me. or we could go around asking the various GC sites if they would post, create a series of articles to post for free. Or, I guess, donate various articles to the cause, so on and so forth. And the movement for, constantly updating, improving on articles from members and other various people, I'm all for that as well. The only reservation I have on that is that we don't end up like a Wicca. I'm all for Wikipedia. However, even Wikipedia has guidelines, and then, given from past experience, for example, in the chemistry department and in physics departments, I've heard about various students that around exam time, they'll go around on Wikipedia just to change up key factoids, key articles on Wikipedia or other sites of that type to just mess with undergrad chemistry students and undergrad physics students just to mess with their study time during that time of year. So if we had a set of guidelines, a moderator to kind of watch over what information is posted, that's kind of paradoxical, given the movement itself, but seems to be needed given the case of the internet, with trolls and whatnot. In light of another posting or another recording that I put up a while back, GT started this thing, Guardians Initiative, where we were trying to open our doors a little bit to mundanes and then create a movement for mundanes. We've already done a little bit of it on the new forums by putting up the Metaphysical Beginnings area, basically targeting anyone who hasn't heard about metaphysics or has only heard about it a little bit, and mainly targeting people who would like to get into it a little bit, or maybe have aspects of it in their daily lives, or are just fresh on the pathway and would like to fully dive into it completely. You know, the idea of someone maybe doing some weight training and they want to learn how to do some breathing exercises or needing to learn how to meditate in order to calm down. And with that, we were going to post a bunch of articles in order to, you know, supply health, chakra information, aura information, so on and so forth. However, for GT, I do have a few reservations about that, given the fact of how GT grew up. I mean, we grew up without creating an online website and with a physical group and whatnot, and we also grew up around in the Bible Belt, so we dealt with a lot of Christian fundamentalists, and so we kept things under wraps and formed a little close-knit group. And when we went online, you know, it was we kind of kept a few of our key esoteric methods, you know, keeping things under wraps. I mean, although esoteric is supplies the hidden meaning of things, you know, when you learn and whatnot. And most of our information can be found anywhere, at least the basic stuff. And so, you know, in light of the past and now, I'm willing to, you know, open up our basic information, like novice and initiate stuff, to anyone, you know, willing to look at it. However, like, our higher-up information, most of that's oral tradition or, you know, passed down from trainer to trainee, so on and so forth. And the only other reservation I do have is, you know, various members joining up, and then, like, the War Mage stuff. You know, keep some of that stuff to a kind of like divided up. Like with War Mage, I'm willing to post some of that information, you know, freely, but kind of keep a section to the specific people who wish to join up, the more serious, like they're actually wanting to join the team, so on and so forth. And then same thing with GT. I mean, anyone's welcome to join, but you have the people that want to join who just want to learn, then you have the people that want to join who actually want to get involved. And so there has to be, I guess, some type of diversity there. I mean, no offense to them, but that's just how it goes. As far as reaching out to writers, completely down with that. There's been various blogs and other websites that I've referenced over the years and also have utilized for my own purposes. It'd be nice if we could create a link of blogs and then even, if possible, get some of them to maybe write articles for the different sites, and then if we got popular enough, maybe even get some of them to come over and write on the sites, so on and so forth. The progressive branch, great idea. However, we need to get our core down first, and then when we get up and running, you know, maybe after some groundwork, foundation work first, then get that going. Other than that, I'm all down for it. A few ideas on it. I think kind of have a question here. I think you were implying that every member, you know, supply updates, you know, rewrite information with that, so on and so forth. Completely down for that. But a random number, say 100 members across like 3 sites were stopping by updating stuff. You'll have like a few out of there that will constantly update, and then, you know, others will randomly stop by and, you know, update information, post stuff, so on and so forth and whatnot. But we should probably have a few members that specific job or duty is to update stuff on there and rewrite information and post things. Maybe make them the moderators of those various areas, you know, for the coding, magic and basic metaphysics, so on and so forth. You know, they can scan various areas, collect information, and then, you know, just keep it going, you know, moving toward to the future, so on and so forth. Updating, putting your updates on your own site, completely agree with that, that's cool. That way, your members can, see, you know, what type of, things you're trying to do each month for your site, and, hopefully they might get involved, just as long as, you're still cool with, putting it on, the main GC site, so that way the other, site members, will still see that you're posting updates as well. I'll probably start doing that as well, too, so that way, site members can, see what's going on in GC, since they're kind of, blocked off from that, unless we make a motion to, you know, remove that block or something along those lines. I don't know. That might be something to discuss as well, depending on the route we're going. The recordings about GC and what it is, that's definitely a route to go to. I mean, given the fact that we're starting to do that more and whatnot, because if each site member, our site leader, site member, so on and so forth, takes a minute to post, I guess, what the GC is to them, then it will allow new sites to kind of get an idea of what GC is and what it implies and what it can do for them, how they can add their own, you know, interpretation to it, so on and so forth. That way they kind of get like a first-hand account. I mean, and then also the recording of it, that, you know, hearing someone's voice does something completely different other than just reading it. Which, I mean, there's a difference between that too, you know, thinking about it now. Some people are readers, some people are listeners, so on and so forth. But, and I do believe that about covers everything. Double check here real quick. Yep. Once again, sorry it took so long on posting this. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Either an email or in recording, whichever you prefer. I'll be posting this on the new site. I'll hopefully get it on there tonight if the college library isn't closed. And I'll send you a link to the new site. It's not completely finished yet, but it will have the sections for GC, the recordings and whatnot, and hopefully it'll be up and running soon, too. I've condensed Phase 2 and 3 into kind of a Phase 2.5, while leaving the rest of 3 being the massive publicizing of it across the web and whatnot. And you know, spreading the word about our mundane metaphysical beginning movement to hopefully get a bunch of random people on there. Because the new site is kind of just an information source, while leaving the forums for all discussion, instead of having the site just being a forums with a little bit of information on the side. So kind of a two-front attack, or two-pronged attack, I mean. On your senses, for lack of better words. All right, well, take it easy, and hope to hear from you soon. And if you have any questions, feel free to reply or post them on the forums. All right, take it easy. Later.